Welcome to the Intimate Marriage Podcast, where I teach educated, successful couples how to have incredible, passionate relationships so that you can stop compromising and start feeling fully alive in your relationship. I'm your host, Alexandra Stockwell, aka the Intimacy Doctor. I'm a physician and an intimate marriage expert. My husband and I have been married for 26 years. We have 4 children and full professional lives, and we've created an amazing relationship. I've also shown hundreds of couples how to do so as well. If you want to deepen your understanding of your own relationship and learn to access new heights of emotional, sensual, and erotic intimacy, you're in the right place. I will show you how. Now let's dive in. I'd been planning to do this podcast episode on intimacy when I happened to receive an email from somebody that I don't know anything about him or his partner other than this email that he sent. And one of the things he said is, "I'm questioning what to expect from my relationship." He went on to say that he's married to this wonderful woman. They have so much in common, but the intimacy really, it's not satisfying and it's not really very available. And so his question is, am I entitled? Am I just believing I get to have this when really, like, I don't get to have that also when everything else is so good? Or am I justified in wanting this aspect of my relationship to be rich and rewarding as well as all the other parts, which already are rewarding? So it's actually a very profound question. And let me just tell you how I responded. I'm reading directly. I'm quoting myself in my email. I said, "I don't think the question is whether you're an entitled, spoiled person or you're justified in your concerns. The real question is this: are you both interested to explore having more intimacy in ways that work for both of you, in ways that suit both of you?" And that really is the context for what I'm about to share. Because the word intimacy, it's actually familiar, it's used in common vernacular, but it's not actually that well understood. I looked it up in the dictionary and it says familiarity, closeness, there's a sense of privacy and increased being comfortable with one another. I would definitely add, and was actually surprised to see it missing, that intimacy comes with increased vulnerability, increased depth of connection. I did a speaker training a number of years ago, and I was practicing my talk and talking about intimacy in marriage, and the spouse of the trainer came into the room super interested in what I was saying, and then afterwards she came up to me and said, "But you know, Alexandra, intimacy doesn't just refer to sex." And I thought to myself, no, of course it doesn't. But if when I use the word intimacy, people think it's just a euphemism for sex, I really need to distinguish that. And I was really grateful for her comment. So actually, since then, most of the time that I speak about intimacy, I typically distinguish emotional intimacy, sensual intimacy, and sexual intimacy. In fact, if you've heard other episodes of the Intimate Marriage Podcast, or you've heard me interviewed on someone else's podcast, you've definitely heard me talk about emotional intimacy as distinct from sensual intimacy, which is similar to sexual and erotic intimacy, but actually not exactly the same thing. And if you're listening to me for the first time, welcome. I'm happy to share this concept with you now. But the thing is that even though we're not really so precise and clear about what intimacy means, I think you can definitely tell when it's absent or when it's present. It's a felt sense you have as a participant in our culture, as a participant in, quote, intimate relationships. However, having a fantastic relationship is a learnable skill. And one of the ways in which that is the case is that clarifying things and coming to an understanding opens up more possibility in experience. It's why I give a lot of explanations and images, because it invites you to open up and really experience new things for yourself. My course, called Intimacy, really focuses on this. I go into the three blocks for emotional intimacy, sensual intimacy, and sexual intimacy. I talk about each one of them, and then I talk about what the main blocks are to experiencing them, as well as give you ways to take action, to shift your thinking, to do something different so that you have more access, more pleasure, more enjoyment, and really deepen the emotional intimacy with your partner, the sensual intimacy with your partner, and the sexual intimacy with your partner. So if that's something that interests you, definitely go to my website, alexandrastockwell.com. On the Work With Me page, you'll find the course, Intimacy. It's an audio course for couples, so you can definitely listen to it as a single person. There's also a workbook to help you anchor in some of the concepts and really make them your own and apply them. But if all you wanted to do is get the course and listen to me teach about intimacy, define it, talk about emotional intimacy, sensual intimacy, and sexual intimacy, that really will expand you. It will give you new ideas and more internal spaciousness, because really, if someone is challenged to experience more intimacy, typically internally, you're closing down, you're contracted, you feel a little awkward. And when you listen to my course called Intimacy, it will open you and expand you and create more internal spaciousness so that you have the courage and the clarity of how you want to open yourself more. Definitely check out the course, but before I say anything more, I want to talk about a more hip, maybe new age definition of intimacy. This is definitely not a dictionary definition, but it's into me you see. Into me see. Intimacy, play on words, into me you see. Yes. And I think it is so unhelpful to think about it that way, because when you think of intimacy as into me you see, then you're really emphasizing what the other person is doing. Into me, you see. The active part of it is in the other person. And that is not actually how intimacy works. That is not how intimacy is built and cultivated. The way that intimacy is built and cultivated is you have the courage, the willingness, the hopefulness, the tenderness, the fortitude to be vulnerable and reveal yourself. So sure, into me you see is correct, but the reason you see into me is because I allow you to see into me. I choose to reveal myself to you. So when you want to experience more intimacy, don't be looking for the other person to see more. Look for how you can be more present with yourself and allow yourself to be seen. Reveal yourself so that another person has the opportunity to quote, "Into me you see." This is so important because really intimacy begins with your relationship to yourself. And from there, with acceptance, courage, tenderness, and vulnerability, you can then both share and receive someone else on the foundation of the intimacy you have with yourself, the point of connection that is established and cultivated between you and you. Or I might even say between you and your heart, between you and your body, between you and the elements that go beyond the intellect. I had a client once, I'm going to call her Suzanne, and actually I coached her and her husband, Nick, and I did a private session just with Suzanne, who was telling me how she just wanted so much to make Nick happy. She wanted to touch him in ways that expressed how much she loved him. Like, she really adored him and wanted to create really beautiful, intimate experiences for him. But it wasn't actually happening, and often they'd be in the middle of making love and then something would be awkward and they'd end up just kind of cooling down and stopping. And she really didn't know how to be successful in this and was kind of astonished when I talked to her about connecting with herself, about feeling her own body and her own soul, about essentially dancing with herself, which could mean moving, but I don't actually mean dancing like so someone else could see it, but more like having her attention meander around her body and notice how she was feeling. What were the physical sensations? Did she feel more warmth, more tension, more excitement, more those kinds of feelings that are actually hard to put into words? What kind of emotional experience did she have? Where was her attention? And as she learned to feel more presence and more pleasure just with herself, touching herself, just laying down in a chair in her backyard with the sun shining, drinking a warm cup of tea, that as she really put attention on how to be in relationship with her whole self, how to experience intimacy with herself, she found that that just oozed over into how she touched and was touched by her husband, Nick. And for Suzanne, this was incredible because she had had all of her attention on Nick whenever they were naked together, and she just didn't understand why it wasn't leading to the kind of poetic ecstasy that she thought would be possible for the two of them because they really deeply loved and enjoyed one another. But as soon as she focused on her own internal experience, honoring it, responding to it, expanding it, enjoying it, savoring it, she then had access to all these parts of herself, which are just the parts that are necessary for a beautiful experience with someone else's body and soul. So tell me, does this resonate? Does this sound familiar? Is this exactly what you've discovered as well? Is this actually really unfamiliar but intriguing? I really want to hear what your thoughts are, what your reflections are, what most caught your attention. So please message me on Instagram, send me a DM, or message me on Facebook. You can find me very easily in both places. And look, if you want more intimacy and you like what you're hearing, be sure to enroll in my intimacy course. Again, alexandrastockwell.com. That's my website. You can go to the Work With Me page and sign up for intimacy in order to go so much deeper in all the things that I've shared with you today. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Intimate Marriage Podcast. If you're ready to deepen your relationship and create a truly intimate, delicious, and vibrant marriage, head over to alexandrastockwell.com and choose the program that's right for you.